Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's primary election wraps up Tuesday. WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
The unofficial vote count in Ohio's long primary election will finally come on Tuesday night. What do you think the turnout will likely be like?
I think that statewide, the turnout's going to be fairly low for a presidential primary. Probably even lower than the 25% in 2012, which was when there was only a Republican contested presidential primary on the ballot. There wasn't any Democrat because Obama was unopposed. And it's not going to be anywhere near the 45% from 2016, which was a year when both political parties had contested primaries in Ohio. So it's probably going to be pretty low.
Why do you think it'll be that low?
Well, some of the voting rights groups are claiming it's because the process for asking for absentee ballots and receiving them after the original March primary date was too complicated. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it probably had more to do with a misconception among a lot of voters that this was all about the Democratic presidential primary, and it's not. Once Bernie Sanders had dropped out, it was clear that Joe Biden would be the nominee, and I think there were a whole lot of people who decided that it wasn't worth voting. And what they forgot, or some of them forgot, was that there are countless local primary contests around the state, including here in Hamlin County, and at very important ballot issues on local county ballots, including Issue 7 in Hamlin County. So I think that kind of attitude that this was all about a presidential primary is going to drive down turnout.
Now, Secretary of State Frank LaRose made a recommendation that the primary be extended to June 2nd. That was his original thought on this. Would that have been any better?
No, I don't think it would have made much of a difference, to tell you the truth. And it would have put even more pressure on the primary candidates who win the primary for offices like Congress and local offices, because they would have even less time to get their general election campaign started. They're just itching to start the general election campaign, and they're running out of time. And it's so very difficult to raise money during this pandemic. It's, the sources of money are drying up, and the means to getting your messages out to the voters are fewer than they usually are. So, there's not going to be any rallies, no big events, no door-to-door campaigning, no handshaking at church festivals and county fairs, which is all right since there won't be any of those things happening anyway.
So do you think this is going to be an election this fall like no other we've ever seen?
I think so. I think there's going to be a fight between now and October, when the early voting period starts, about whether or not we're going to have another all-absentee election like we did here in this primary election. We don't know what the coronavirus situation is going to be in the fall. That's the one great unknown. And the Republicans and the Democrats are going to fight about this all summer. The Republicans don't want the all-absentee balloting, and Democrats and some of the voting rights groups do. I think it's too early to tell, but it is going to be a very, very unusual election.
Howard, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.